15, familiar scripture, I know, but I just feel like the Lord wants me to minister from this today. Genesis 17, verse 15, and God said unto Abraham, as for Sarah thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her, and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed, and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. Would you come down now into chapter 18, looking at verse 9. And they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old. Everybody say old. Now say really old. Now you know they're really old, the Bible says, because they're well stricken in age. That means they were feeling old age. And it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure in my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid. And he said, oh, no, but you did laugh. You did laugh. The message today that I feel God has put on my heart for you is this. And I want you to look at somebody. I want you to prophesy to them. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Say, oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
God is going to
make you laugh.
Hallelujah. God is going to make you laugh. Hallelujah. That's for somebody today. That right there for somebody, that's all you need to know. God is going to make you laugh. I'm using this text of scripture, and I could use many in the Bible, but you understand today there's just something about the Word of God. It's alive. And when you start looking into it, it begins to speak to you. And it will lead you from scripture to scripture. And it will ask you questions. And then it will even answer the questions that it asks you. Here in the text I read to you, the question is asked, is anything too hard for the Lord? Then God, by his scripture, answers that question in Jeremiah 32:17. Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Let me just talk about this awesome God for a moment. He created the universe with his spoken word. He sneezed and created a superhighway through the Red Sea. He walked with the three Hebrew boys through the fiery furnace. Not one hair of their heads was singed, or their bodies, and the smell of smoke never touched them. He walked on water. He walked through walls. He cast out devils, raised the dead, opened blind eyes, made the lame to walk and leap. He fed a multitude with the little boy's sack lunch. He calmed the storm with the word. Demons fear him. The elements obey him. He tells the sun when to shine. He tells the rain where to fall. He tells the ocean, you can only come this far. And when this God, everybody say this God. When this God says, I'm going to bless you, the only thing you should be doing and trying to figure out is, how do you position yourself to catch the blessing? How do you position yourself to receive what God has promised to give into your life? Somebody say, get in position.
Get in position.
In our text, the Bible says that the angel of the Lord spoke the word of the Lord. Sarah laughed. Abraham laughed. They both laughed. They laughed because they couldn't figure out how the old man and the old lady could pull that off. But God said, I know you laughed because you couldn't see how I could do what I said. But I'm going to have the last laugh. Hallelujah. Because that miracle child is going to be named Isaac. And if you've read your Bible and you've read the Strong's Concordance, you know that Isaac means laughter. Somebody say laughter. I'm going to have the last laugh because Isaac means laughter. And for the rest of your life, every time you look at him, every time you hear his voice, you're going to hear me laughing at your impossibilities. I just need to stop right there and tell somebody today who's looking at impossibilities in your life, who's looking at situations that look beyond repair and look like they're impossible and it can't be done. I came to tell you, God can do anything. There's nothing too hard for God. In fact, some of you have been heartbroken and you've cried tears of sorrow and disappointment, much like Abraham and Sarah did, over years of famineness and years of barrenness and years of emptiness. But I came here as a man of God to this pulpit this morning on a mission to tell you God is going to have the last laugh.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I came to prophesy to you, God is going to make you laugh.
Yes.
Now look at your neighbor, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I think he's talking to you.
I think he's talking to you.
Tell him you need a good laugh.
You need a laugh.
Hallelujah. In just a little while, you're going to look it back. In just a little while, you're going to look back at what you came through. And you're going to laugh. Some of you say, I think you're crazy. I ain't ever going to laugh about this. Yeah, you're going to laugh. Because you're going to know from personal experience that God can heal.
Yes.
That God can restore your marriage.
Yes.
That God can deliver the homosexual and the drug addict. That God can bring your prodigals home. That God can turn nothing into too much. When you go from riding the bus to driving a new car. When you go from digging change out of the sofa to buy a soda to sowing $500 or $1,000 just because you want to. When you see that prodigal who was all jacked up and strung out on drugs standing behind the pulpit preaching the same gospel he used to curse, God's going to make you laugh. Oh, hallelujah. When overnight you're out of debt, when overnight you're out of the projects, you don't have to go to the laundromat anymore because you got your own washer and dryer. God's going to make you laugh because what you thought was so hard was so easy for God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God's going to make you laugh because what you thought was so hard is so easy. He's going to make you laugh because your whole mentality is going to change. It's not just about being blessed. It's not just about getting out of a mess. It's not just about going from point A to point B. It's about being changed. It's about believing different, thinking different, living different, expecting differently. God's going to change your whole mentality. You're going to expect favor everywhere you go. You know, some of us live life almost like everything that happens to us is an accidental blessing. Did you know God wants to bless you on purpose?
Yes.
If somebody speaks highly of some of us, we're like, they speak highly of you and speak, you know, and speak good words and kind words. You start looking around to see who they're talking about, you know, because some of us can't believe they'd be talking about us. You're going to expect favor everywhere you go. You're going to expect doors to fly open for you. You're going to expect money to find you. Now, that really shocked some people. Money find me? Woo! Friend, listen to me. If you're faithful in sowing, you're going to be faithful in reaping. And if you're faithful in sowing, the Bible says the blessings of God will come upon you and they will overtake you. That means the blessings of God will run you down.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If I'm over in Maryland, they'll run to Maryland to catch me. Hallelujah. If you're in Africa, they'll run over to Africa to catch you. It doesn't matter wherever you go. The blessings of God are following you. Favor is on you. God's going to bless you. He wants you to expect miracles. He wants you to expect signs and wonders. He wants you to expect the sick to be healed when you lay hands on them. God's going to make you laugh. Tell somebody God's going to make you laugh. Say, He's talking to you. Now watch this. God's going to make you laugh because He's going to make you an example. Oh, hallelujah. He's going to make you an example to the doubters and the pouters and to the discouraged and to the defeated. He's going to set you up, and He's going to look at other people, and He's going to say, if you think that's too hard for me, just look at Carrie and Pam. If you think that's too hard for me, just look at Kid and Judy. If you think that's too hard for me, just look at Aaron, Abraham, and Sarah. What He's going to do, He's going to make you an example of His ability, of His faithfulness, of His supernatural power to bless you. And when He gets ready to show somebody how to be blessed, He's going to say, just look at, just look at Brother Herman and Sister Wanda. Just look at Brother Darren and Sister Janine. I want you to see an example of my goodness. I want you to see an example of my faithfulness, that I can take you from the guttermost to the uttermost, and I can bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I know what I'm talking about. I'm not just talking out of the top of my head. I know what I'm talking about. Because we were that couple who always struggled and never had enough. I'm talking about Sister Pam and myself. We were that couple that had to dig change out of the sofa to buy a soda. We were that couple, I'm talking about saved, loving God, but struggling. We were that couple that had to go sit down at the laundromat because we couldn't afford our own washer and dryer. We were that couple that could barely pay our rent. I was that one who walked through the valley of the shadow of death physically. But I'm here in this place today to tell you, God is faithful and His word is true. And I'm not here crying today, but I'm here laughing. Because God has turned my valley of weeping into pools of blessing. God has been faithful. I'm not bragging on us. I'm bragging on God. He's been faithful to us. We have our own four-bedroom home. We've got a 34-foot fifth wheel. We live in that beautiful four-bedroom home next door. We drive a new car. I tell you, God has been good to us. But it's not just because I go to church, and it's not just because I'm a Christian. It's because I learned the principles of sowing and reaping. I learned the principles of sowing seed, and I learned that it's not just about tithing, because tithing is the seed I owe, but my offering is the seed I sow. And I've learned that I get my harvest off of the seed that I sow. So I've learned how to live by the principles of the Word of God. And I am blessed. Look at somebody and tell them, Isaac is on his way.
Isaac is on his way.
Laughter is coming. And you know, I cannot tell you how many times we drive around big town. And we drive, especially when we round that mountain right there by Shell Beach and you see the ocean. And Pam and I laugh because God has put us where everybody wants to come. I go to Facebook, and all the pastors, when they get a weekend, they're at Pismo. They're at Shell Beach. And if they're not at Pismo or Shell Beach, they're right down there at the Goodwill. We run into them at the Goodwill. I'm going to prophesy to you, God is going to put you where everybody wants to come. God is going to put you financially where other people want to come. God is going to put you maritally in the situation where other people are going to want it. God is going to make you an example of His goodness. So we live where everybody wants to come.
And God's going to do the same for you. Because He is no respecter of persons. God is going to make you laugh. Your barrenness is over. God is sending Isaac into your life. What is Isaac? Listen, Isaac is not just laughter. Isaac is that promise. He's that blessing. He's that miracle. That thing that looked impossible. That which looked like it could never happen for you. You could see it happening for other people, but you couldn't see it happening for you. Just like Sarah and Abraham, the devil shows you all the reasons why it could never happen for you. Oh yes, it happened for John and Susie. Oh yes, it happened for them and them and them. Oh yes, it happened. But it's never going to happen for you. But listen to me, friend. I'm going to give you the reason to believe it will happen for you. I'm going to give you the reason to believe it's going to happen for you. And it's very simple. God said it. God said at the time appointed, I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to visit you. You're going to have a son, and I'm going to make you laugh. Hallelujah. God said, I'll make you the head and not the tail. Did He say it? He said, I'll make you the lender and not the borrower. He said, I'll bless you coming in and going out. He said, you'll be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. He said, you'll have money in the bank and money in your pockets. He said, I'll put favor on you. Everything you put your hand to will prosper. I'll bless your cattle. I'll bless your sheep. I'll give you victory over your enemies. They'll come against you one way and run away from you seven different directions. And then God says, I'll make you an example, and all the people of the earth will see that you are called by my name. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. God's gonna make you laugh. Oh, I feel something breaking loose today. I feel an Isaac getting loose in the house. Oh, I feel like somebody is giving birth to an Isaac today. Hallelujah. God said somebody is getting the last laugh. Somebody's getting the last laugh. What are you saying? I said the devil's been laughing at you. He's been ridiculing you just like they ridiculed Sarah. Just like they made fun of Sarah. But God said you're going to have the last laugh. Oh, come on, lift your hands. I feel an Isaac anointing. I'm feeling Isaac anointing in here. I feel some joy in the house. I feel some victory in the house. I feel something turning in the spirit today. Hallelujah. Somebody, you've been in a long, dry, dark, lonely, sad season. But I came to prophesy to you that your sad season is over. Your tears of sadness are turning into tears of gladness. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Come on, look at somebody and say, hello, Isaac. I've been waiting on you. I need a good laugh. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, lift your hands for just a minute. There's something about laughter. There's something powerful about laughter. Hallelujah. It's your time. It's your time. It's your time for Isaac to laugh at the devil. Woo! Every breath. Listen to this. Every breath Isaac took. Every move he made. Every time he spoke. Every time this little boy lifted up his foot and put it down. It was God laughing at the devil. Yeah. It was God saying, take that, devil. You said it could never happen. But look here. Look at Isaac. It was God laughing at the devil. It was God paying the devil back for all the grief and the sorrow and the pain that Abraham and Sarah went through. I just feel like telling somebody in this house today, God is going to pay the devil back for all the hell he put you through, for all the tears you cried, for all the sleepless nights, for all the peace and joy he stole from you, for all the love that he stole, for all the health that he stole, for all the money that he stole from you. God is going to pay the devil back
The Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and I will repay. The word says that I will restore unto you the years that the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the locust, and the palmer worm hath taken away. God is going to pay the devil back. Somebody say, God, pay him back.
Pay him back.
Somebody said, I just wish I could God would just kill them all. Yes, my enemies, Lord, they're making my life miserable. Just kill them. I've had people pray, ask me, can I pray that way? I said, no. I said, well, David did. No, the Bible tells us we're to love our enemies. Do good and then pray for them to despitefully use you and persecute you. Yes, I'm going to pray for them. I pray God will kill them. No. And besides that, you don't want them dead. You want them to see you. You want them to see. You want them to see you blessed. You want them to see you prosperous. You want them to see you walking where they said you would never go. Doing what they said you can never do. Oh, hallelujah. You want them to live long enough to see you blessed. You want them to live long enough to see you out of the project in your new home. You want them to live long enough to see you. You don't have to thumb a ride anymore, but you got your own car. Hallelujah. Got your own laundromat, your own washer and dryer. Hallelujah! He prepares a table before me where? In the presence of my enemies. Oh, hallelujah! God's going to make you laugh. God's going to make you laugh. Somebody said, well, I just don't feel like laughing. I understand. You said to tell the truth, Pastor. I don't feel like laughing. I just tell the truth. I feel like crying. Listen, let me tell you something. Sometimes you have to laugh by faith. Somebody said, well, if I laugh by faith, isn't that being hypocritical? No, that's faith. I don't do it because I feel like it. I do it because I believe it. I'm not doing it because I feel like laughing. Because to tell the truth, there have been times in my life when I did not feel like laughing. I felt like crying. And everything within me was fighting back tears. But I've learned something. The devil is dumb. Well, he's smart in some things, but he's dumb in some things. See, because I can laugh when I don't feel like laughing. And the devil don't know whether I feel like laughing or not. I can laugh by faith, and he don't know if I'm laughing by faith or if I'm laughing because I already got it. I can laugh. And when I'm laughing, the devil says, the devil listens to me laugh, and he's thinking, what's he laughing about?
Yeah.
He don't have nothing to laugh about. And have you ever laughed and heard yourself laugh?
Yeah.
Now that's really funny. So all of a sudden I'm laughing, you know, and I'm laughing by faith. And the devil's telling me, you know, that the devil, he don't know for sure, so he's got to try it. He's got to try it on me. Say, that ain't real. So how do you know, dumb devil? You don't know if it's real or not. So I just keep on laughing. And then pretty soon, and then I hear myself laughing, and then I really laugh because it's really funny. But it sounds really stupid. You know what I'm saying? And then I realize, you know what? All of a sudden I feel something has changed. Something has changed. I promise you, if you will laugh prophetically by faith, you will eventually laugh by fact. If you will laugh by faith prophetically, you will eventually laugh because you can't help it. I'm telling you, friend, God will be so good to you. God will bless you in so many ways that you'll be laughing and crying at the same time. Hallelujah. Anybody ever see that show called Facing the Giants? Did you ever see that show, Facing the Giants? This poor guy, he was a Christian, he was a baseball coach, and they're trying to have a baby, they couldn't have a baby, they tried and couldn't have a baby, and everything was going wrong, their season was, they were losing, and everything was going wrong, they were losing this, they were losing that, they were in bankruptcy, they were
you know, everything, they were in big struggles. Everything was just going wrong. Remember that saying, when it rains, it pours?
Yeah.
If it can go wrong, it will go wrong. Well, that was that show. I mean, I'm watching that, and I'm getting depressed. I'm thinking, you're supposed to be a Christian. God's supposed to be blessing you. You're a Christian, buddy.
Yeah.
You know? But he's crying, you know, and he goes out, he goes out in the field, and he just starts talking to God. He says, God, I don't understand. You know, he never said everything would be perfect in our lives just because we're Christians. He never said that. He never said you wouldn't cry. He never said there wouldn't be times of loss and disappointment. So he's out there in that field crying, man. He's out there crying and calling out to God. He's talking to God. He's praying to God. And you know, nothing changes that day. You don't see nothing change. You know, the old clunker, they were ashamed of the clunker. They didn't want to go nowhere in it because for number one, it used, they wouldn't start, and they had to get out and get under the hood or ask somebody for a jump. Hey, could you give me a jump? I got cables in the back. You know, kind of hiding down behind the wheel.
Yeah.
Don't want people to see him. But close to the end of the movie, all of a sudden, it turns. It starts turning. It starts changing. It starts changing. And then he gets their football team starts winning. And then another good thing happens, and another good thing happens, and another good thing. And it just keeps on mounting and mounting and mounting. And then he gets a brand new truck. Somebody just gets him a brand new truck. And then his wife comes in and finds out that she's finally pregnant after what they've been trying to do. And you know what? He's overwhelmed. He's overwhelmed. And he's so overwhelmed that he's like laughing and crying at the same time. Because he said, hey, God is so good.
Amen.
I prophesy to you that God is going to be so good to you that you'll be laughing and crying at the same time. Come on, lift your hands. Oh, Lord, I thank you for laughter today. I thank you for Isaac in the house today. I thank you, God, where there has been weeping and where there has been mourning and where there has been sorrow, Lord, that joy is coming. Joy is coming. Hallelujah. I'm almost done. I'm going to go over here. I'm going to skip a lot of it, but I really feel the Lord wants me to get to this point. The Lord wants me to get to this part. In Psalms 126, 1 and 2, David says, when the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dreamed. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. 430 years they had been in slavery. 430 years they had been in bondage. 430 years somebody had ruled over them and dominated over them and drove them and whipped them and made them live a beggarly, meagerly life of a slave. And in a moment's time, God turns it around.
Yes.
In a moment's time, they are free out of Egypt's bondage and walking through the midst of the Red Sea. And they are free. And David says, when the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, he said, we were like them that dreamed. I prophesy to you that God is going to be so good to you, and God is going to change things in your life to such a degree that it's going to feel like a dream. And you're going to have to pinch yourself to see if you're dreaming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why don't you just reach over and pinch somebody and see if they're dreaming? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say, I'm not dreaming.
I'm not dreaming.
Say, this is the real deal.
The real deal.
And here's what
what it said. We were like them that dreamed. We had to pinch ourselves to see if it was real. It was so surreal. It was so supernatural. It was so divine. It was so spectacular. It was so unbelievable. God, look at me. God is going to blow your mind. God is going to do things in your life, in your family, in your health, in your finances, in your marriage, in your relationships. It's going to blow your mind. And then the Bible says, watch this. The Bible says, then was our mouth filled with laughter. Didn't say, then we laughed. God's going to make you laugh. There is a laugh. There is a laugh that comes from the Holy Ghost that when God puts it in your mouth, you can't help but laugh. When God puts it in your mouth, you can't help but have joy. When God puts it in your mouth, your lips will get happy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to show it to you. I had a little movie about the penguins called The Happy Feet. Watch this. Job 8:20-21. Behold, God will not cast away a perfect man or a righteous man or woman. Neither will he help the evildoers till he fill thy mouth with laughing and thy lips with rejoicing. They that hate thee shall be clothed with shame, and the dwelling place of the wicked shall come to naught. God says he's going to fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with rejoicing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In this house today, I want everyone to stand. Hallelujah. I don't know what the situation of your life is right now. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know the battle that you're facing. I don't know the demons that are up whispering in your ear telling you, this is the way it is. This is the way it's always going to be. You're just going to have to deal with this. I come to tell you the devil is a liar. I come to tell you there is nothing too hard for God. I come to tell you that God is getting ready to turn the tables. And God is getting ready to make you laugh. And God's going to have the last laugh. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands all over this building. All over this building, I want you to just give. The Bible says, open wide thy mouth and I will fill it. Open wide thy mouth and I will fill it. I prophesy today that God is turning some darkness and God is turning some weeping and some sorrow and some mourning into joy. And God is getting ready to fill your mouth with laughter. He's getting ready to fill your mouth and your lips with rejoicing. But right now, you might have to laugh by faith. Right now, you might just have to put some faith into it and put some feeling into it, and you might just have to laugh prophetically. So I want everyone all over this house, I want you to just rear back and laugh prophetically today. Come on. Yeah, come on, put some feeling with it. Hallelujah. I think about a third of you are laughing, and a third of you are watching, and a third of you don't know. Come on, put the Hallelujah! Woo! Hallelujah! Ha 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 ha! See, some of you don't know how to laugh. Here's the way you do it. Ha 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 ha! Ho ho ho! Ha 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 ha! Ho ho ho! It's kind of like that, you know. Some of you just need to laugh at the devil. Just laugh at the devil. Devil, you're lost. Devil, you're defeated. Devil, you're under my feet. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. This ain't going to last forever. I'm coming out of this. And I'm coming out blessed. I'm coming out laughing. I'm coming out of joy. Oh, hallelujah. I'm coming out with joy. I'm coming out with singing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. The Bible said the joy of the Lord is your strength. No wonder the devil don't want you to laugh. I'm telling you, the devil hates laughter. He hates laughter. He wants to steal laughter from the lives of the children of God. He wants to steal laughter because laughter is the first sign that you believe God.
Amen. Laughter is a sign that you doubt God, just like Sarah and Abraham, but laughter is a sign that you believe God. If I can laugh going through hell, I'm telling God I believe it's going to get better.
Amen.
I'm telling God, I believe that you're big enough. There's nothing too hard for you. God, there's nothing too hard for you. Hallelujah. There was a song we used to sing when I was a little boy. And we used to sing it in the church. And it said, "The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength." And then there were different verses in this. It says, "He gives me living waters and I thirst no more. He gives me living waters and I thirst no more. He gives me living waters and I thirst no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength." And then there was this verse. And this verse, I like it because anybody can sing it. Anybody can sing it. You don't have to have a real good memory. It just goes like this. It goes, "Ah, ha, 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 ha." It goes like this. "If you want joy, you must laugh for it. If you want joy, you must laugh for it. If you want joy, you must laugh for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength." Now let's do it this way, okay? This side sing, "The joy of the Lord is my strength," all right? "The joy of the Lord." Okay? This side over here sing, "Ah, ha, ha, ha." We get right? Got it? Okay. Now, while they're singing, "The joy of the Lord is my strength," all you look over here and laugh at them. All right? You got it? Okay, here we go. "The joy of the Lord is my strength." "The joy of the Lord is my strength." Hey, was that fun? Who had the most fun there? Okay, let's turn it around. This side over here, you get to do the laughing now. I'll just be honest about it. I did hear joy stronger than the laugh. Am I right, Samuel? Yeah, it was a little louder, though, I think. He didn't want to get in trouble. But I think it was just a little louder. He said, "I'm new. I don't want to get in trouble." Yeah. Okay, so let's do it this time. Really get with it now. Okay? I think you can do it, though. Ready? Listen to me. Some of you are going to think I'm crazy. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to prophesy to you. Some of you are going to be driving down the road, and all of a sudden, you're just going to start laughing hysterically. You're saying, "What is wrong with me? What is going on here?" You're going to be driving down the road. So you start laughing hysterically. And if somebody's in the car, they say, "What are you laughing about?" "I don't know. I don't know. Why am I laughing? Why am I laughing? I don't know. I don't know." And then people are going to drive by beside you and they're going to see you and they're going to go, what's wrong with you? Friend, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Look at me, look at your neighbor, and I want you to shake their hand real good. And I want you to prophesy to them, say, "Neighbor, I love you. God loves you. And I prophesy to you, God's going to make you laugh. God's going to make you laugh. God's going to make you laugh. Hallelujah. You're going to laugh. You're going to laugh at impossibilities. You're going to laugh at the devil. You're going to laugh. laugh at the sickness. You're going to laugh at the distress. You're going to laugh at the sorrow. You're going to laugh. God's going to make you laugh. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together and give Him praise in this house. For I am the Lord thy God, and I have come to thee this day through my word, and I have come to lift you up, saith God. For I know that life has knocked you down. I know that life has taken the wind out of your sails. I know that you have experienced discouragement, and I know that the enemy has tried to take your joy and steal your joy. But even this day, saith the Lord, do I come to tell you that I am faithful. If I was faithful to Abraham and Sarah, I will be faithful to you. And they laugh, says the Lord, for the rest of their lives. And I have come to tell you even this day that you have entered into, even this morning, a new season, saith God. And it is a season of rejoicing. And it is a season of laughter. And it is a season of thankfulness. For I say unto you this day that you shall see my faithfulness. For you shall see the glory of the Lord in your life. And you shall see that my hand is not short, and you shall see that I am able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that you can ask or think, saith the Lord. And your mouth shall be filled with laughter, and your lips with singing, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. I want you to look at your neighbor, say, neighbor. Say, I love you.
I love you.
And I want you to be blessed.
And I want you to be blessed.
And I want you to laugh.
And I want you to laugh.
I want you to enjoy life.
I want you to enjoy life.
I want you to be blessed.
I want you to be blessed.
But this is my time. Hallelujah. Oh, bless His holy name. Laughter. God is going to bring you to such a place that you're going to look back on the things that you came through, and you're going to laugh. I'm telling you, some of us have been through some hard times. Some of us have been through some dark places. And when you're going through those dark places called the Valley of Baca, it's a valley of weeping and tears. But God says, I'll turn it into a pool of refreshing. I'll turn it into a pool of blessing. And I can tell you today, as much as I dislike every dark place in my life, and as much as I never want to go through it again, I'm here today, who I am, because of God's faithfulness to me in those places. I'm laughing today because I cried. I know what it is to cry. I know what it is to experience loss. I remember when I was a very young man and I started preaching, my life was perfect. I had no loss in my life. I had no pain in my life. It was just a wonderful life. And I thought, Lord, this is beautiful. This is wonderful. I just get to go tell everybody how wonderful life is. And then life hit me. And I lost things. I lost my mom at 21 years of age. And then I lost a relationship. And then I lost this. And I lost that. And then this happened and that happened. And my life just started going crazy. I was still loving God. I was still serving God. But I experienced life, and I cried. I cried a lot, and I hurt. I hurt a lot. But I'm here today, and I'm laughing a lot.
Amen.
I'm here today, and I'm laughing because God has been faithful to me. God has healed me. God has restored me. God has blessed me. God has given me better than all that I've lost. God is good. God is faithful. I want you to take someone by the hand close to you. You don't know what that person may be going through.
I mean, find somebody to take by the hand today. Take somebody by the hand today. You may not know what that person is going through, but God knows. And every one of us are going through something. And I've prophesied and I've released a word in this house today, and this word is going to work in your life. And I want you to pray for that person you're holding hands with right now, that God is going to bring them to that place of laughter in their life. Come on, that place of joy unspeakable and full of glory. Lord, I prophesy. I prophesy, Brother Ken, Sister Judy. I prophesy over this family, Lord. I prophesy, Lord, that you're bringing them to that place of laughter and joy. I prophesy you're bringing them to that place of unspeakable joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. I prophesy over people in this house today, Lord, that the season of barrenness is ended. The season of emptiness is ended. The season of brokenness is ended. The season of despair, discouragement, and darkness is ended, Lord. But there's a new season that is beginning even this day, Lord, that you have started and initiated. A new season, Alaboshata. And in this season, Lord, there shall be laughter. In this season, there shall be joy. In this season, Lord, there shall be rejoicing, Lord, as they see your faithfulness unfold in their lives. As they see your faithfulness manifested to them, in them, and through them, Lord. As you make them an example of your goodness, Lord, they're going to laugh, Lord. And not only are they going to laugh, but others are going to laugh with them and rejoice with them as they see your goodness revealed in their lives, Lord. Oh, Rakatalavastara. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel laughter loose in the house today. I feel some joy loose in the house today. I feel some victory loose in the house today. I feel God. There's an Isaac being birthed today. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ikata la basandai. Just wait on the Lord for just a moment. Shilabai. Ikandaboshandai. Ikandaboshataya. Inene mendekia. Hurakandohasi. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is good. And He is faithful. Hallelujah. And here's the last part of this, and I want you to see this. We're done with this today. I want you to see this. God is so good. Here's what he said. Let me get back to my scripture here. And Sarah said, oh, wow. It ends like this. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, Isaac, at the set time of which God spoke to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. Laughter. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, watch this, God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. Hallelujah. So that all that hear will laugh with me. Maybe they've laughed at you, but they're getting ready to laugh with you. Maybe they've laughed at your disappointment, your discouragement, your sorrow, but they're getting ready to laugh with you. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day, for this service. Lord, you have sent a word to us, God. And Lord, there has been a shift in this house today. Lord, a new season has begun. I thank you today, God, that seasons have changed in this house, Lord.
And many have gone from weeping to rejoicing, and from crying to laughing. Lord, I thank you today for Isaac in my life, and for Isaac in the lives of your people, because you truly do have the last laugh. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise God.